So the video that I've got below shows a great example of mother ease, but it also shows a really neat experiment concerning, baby's preference for it. So mother ease is also called child-directed speech, CDS. And we believe it has several important functions. Emotionally, it helps the adults to develop a relationship with the children. And socially, it teaches the children how to carry on a conversation, how to introduce a topic, comment and expand an idea, and take turns talking. Linguistically, it teaches children how to learn to use new words, structure phrases, and put ideas together in the language. And because a mother ease or child-directed speech is confined to very simple, down-to-earth topics, the children can use their own knowledge of familiar things to help them work out the meaning of the words they hear. Of course, no parent really has that in mind when they're saying things like, "Where's your nose? I see your nose. Here it is." That talk just seems to come naturally. But as you can see in the video, infants' preference for this type of simplified speech is already present before 1 month of age. It doesn't seem to depend on any specific experience. However, parents do not generally start speaking child-directed speech or mother ease until babies show by their expressions, actions, and sounds that they have some sort of understanding of what is being said to them. So, since women use child-directed speech less when asked to make tapes addressed to unseen children, it seems that the interaction with the infant encourages its use. And this is a study from the 70s. When women were asked to tape themselves speaking to children who they could not see, they more or less talked in a regular voice. But when they could see the infant, it encouraged the use of child-directed speech. And that was from C.E. Snow from 1972. And then some researchers have found really positive correlations between the use of child-directed speech and the rate of language growth. There's a study by Hof-Kinzburg in the 80s that talks about the language growth of two-year-olds as related to child-directed speech or mother ease. And the value of mother ease seems to be supported by research on twins as well. It's been known for more than 50 years that twins usually speak later than single-born children, and one study shed some light on the reasons. After observing six pairs of twins in the 12 firstborn single children at ages 15 and 21 months, the researchers found substantial differences in the mother-child interactions, mostly due to the practical pressures on the poor mothers and fathers of twin infants. Mothers of twins speak to and interact with their babies about as much as mothers of single babies, but since they have to divide their attention between two babies, each one generally gets less attention. Compared with the mothers of single babies, mothers of twins don't speak to the children as often, pay less attention to each one, and have shorter conversations. When they do speak to their babies, more of what they say involves directing the child to do something rather than chattier comments or questions. So while twins do have each other to talk to, and they often do develop a really primitive language between themselves, their interaction is not as influential as the kind that they would have with an adult. So back to mother ease in general. Researcher, and that's Hof-Kinzburg again in the 80s, researchers did find that the differences among mothers that predicted the rate of language growth in their children were not differences as the use of mother ease per se. Those differences were the adult's goal in talking to the child, whether, for example, or not he or she prods the child to speak in ways just beyond the range of the child's current competence, which might motivate the child to move up to the next level of language skill. But there are some scientists who question the value of mother ease or child-directed speech, and they say that children speak sooner and better if they hear and respond to more complex speech from adults. The children then can select from this speech the parts that they are interested in and able to deal with. And these researchers say that children discover the rules of language faster when they hear more complex sentences that use these rules more often and in more ways. And that's another study from the 80s from Gleitland, Newport, and Gleitman. So the main idea is the more that parents and caregivers talk with children, the sooner the babies will pick up the nuances of speech, okay? And having a communicative partner in the form of a parent or caregiver is really the key in picking up on language.